Hello, the internet. We're here at PDC 2008. I'm here with the Windows Home Server team. Brendan, Doug, and Mark. Hi, guys.
Hello.
How are you?
Thank you for being with us. Now, you've had two sessions, which have both already occurred here at PDC. Mark, do you want to give us a quick overview? What has the Windows Home Server team been talking about at PDC 2008?
Certainly. It's a long time coming. We're really excited to be here at PDC and just wrapped up both of our sessions. So the first session we had yesterday was on how to build a home server application service. So we talked about and gave advice to developers out there around what are the different ways that a consumer can interact with a home server application and install it, build it, that kind of thing. And that was mostly around scenarios inside the home or on-premise applications and services. Today's built on top of that, and we started talking about how to integrate those applications and services and connect it to the internet. So how you can actually access them remotely, how you can program remotely, et cetera. So that was really exciting, especially because we started talking about maybe there's a way that home server could interact with live mesh. And so that's why I wanted to drag Doug and Brendan along, because each of them had some pretty cool demos on how, sort of a preview of how home server could work with live mesh. And I'm going to touch it over here to Doug to actually give us an actual demo.
Great. So Doug, what tell us about your presentation and specifically the demo that you showed.
Sure. I started working with the home server team to come up with a concept of hooking a home server thermostat up to the mesh and control it from the mesh.
Wow.
So they now have a web service running on the home server, which controls a thermostat in the home. Then I wrote a shim layer, which essentially translates the calls from the mesh to the web service and sets the temperature and then feeds it right back out to the mesh. So whether you're not your home or away, you can still access your home automation system. All right, so what we have here is we have Internet Explorer running the live desktop, live mesh desktop, and you can see here running on the desktop, I have a Silverlight application that is communicating with the live operating environment in the mesh. So it's able to get here, I have current temperature, the HVAC mode, heat and cool set points. So this is talking to the live operating environment, getting the settings that the server side, which is over here, is feeding into the mesh. And the server, as I said, is running to listen for any commands and will then update the thermostat, change the settings, and then repopulate the mesh with the info. So if I go over to this, for instance, the heat set point, let's change that and change the cool set point, hit update settings, you can see it's updating the set points, so it's writing it out to the live mesh. And then in a minute, or hopefully a few seconds, you'll see the server here will get those commands and then enact upon them. So
we should also, of course, mention that clearly what's happening here is you've got live mesh installed on the home server as well.
And not necessarily. Actually, this mesh server that I'm running is connecting to the cloud directly.
Okay.
If we need to not connect directly, we can point at the cloud and do the updates remotely and never have to have the actual mesh application installed locally. So you can see here, the server application received the new set points, 63 and 86, and it went out and updated the thermostat. So that's all well and cool, but one of the interesting things about live mesh is that you can also install the local client, as Mark said. So on this PC itself, I do have the local client installed. So these applications you see living on my desktop, on the live desktop, are also showing up on my actual desktop. So over here you can see home server thermostat is shown. And now you remember kind of the speed of the updates over here. It took a few seconds. If I watch here, and I'll go ahead and launch the home server thermostat, it loads up, it's loaded, and it's updated. Lightning fast, because it's hitting the local version of the live operating environment. So if I also go ahead and I can change the thermostat settings here, I update settings, lightning fast because it's writing to the local version. You can see this just updated on the fly because that made it out to the cloud, and now the server just received that update and is now modifying the thermostat accordingly. It makes it extremely easy to hook up all around, very easy to code, very easy to set up, and definitely worth playing with.
And taking advantage of the fact that home server is an always-on appliance device in the home, so that seems like a really good repository for that thermostat.
Right. These on-premise services are excellent.
Yeah,
the home server is a perfect server to host those.
So live mesh becomes sort of the conduit between the client app and the app that lives up in the mesh.
Exactly.
Now, Doug, what was the name of your session? Because all of the PDC sessions here are going to be available on Channel 9 to be viewed on demand. So if anyone wants to see more information on how you did this.
Right. I don't know the exact name of the session, but essentially hooking home server.
Let's actually pull it up.
How about that? But it's exposing home servers, on-premise services to the web.
Great.
So
there's a number attached to it, too, because that'll be useful for people.
Code ES12
today's
session.
ES12, okay, great. So if anyone wants to know more information on how to actually they can make these type of applications and services themselves, ES12 on demand on Channel 9, and they can actually view the session probably from tomorrow onwards.
I believe so, yes.
A couple of days, we think.
It's exposing connected home services to the Internet.
Great.
That's a formal name.
So, Brendan, as part of the session, what were some of the other possible uses for incorporating Live Mesh in Windows Home Server? So we just saw the thermostat demo that Doug showed. What other hypothetical uses did you actually discuss?
Well, one of the big things our users are looking for is the ability to synchronize their local content into the cloud and make that available on other devices. But one really important thing that we want to do is make available more of the home server storage to other devices, kind of turning that around. Right now, the Live Desktop gives you 5 gigabytes of storage in the cloud. That's not a lot compared to my home server. My home server at home is 4.3 terabytes of space. So in the future, we see a possibility that when we open up our device ring in Mesh, we'll see our Live Desktop or other devices, but we'll also have our home server there as a device. We can click on that and open up the Windows Home Server Desktop, as it were, that instead of being in the Microsoft Cloud or the Mesh Cloud, it's all those that content physically lives on my home server. And when I want to access that remotely or engage in any synchronization, it's going to get pulled from my home server.
And are we at a point now with the broadband in the home? I know North America has okay broadband. There are other countries around Asia which are fantastic. Mm-hmm. Europe has a few countries that are great as well. But you just said 4.83 terabytes. A lot of that content's going to be high definition video. It's going to be music, and they're really large files.
Yep,
what are some of the challenges?
Well, one of the nice things about Mesh is you don't have to synchronize everything if you don't want to.
Right.
It comes down to a granular level of individual folders, and you can say, I want this to be synchronized only files less than 500 kilobytes or only don't synchronize to this device.
So, Doug, one of the demos that you built for PDC that I think you were saying was going to be part of the keynote but didn't actually make it there in the end was a prototype of your web guide running as a Live Mesh application. Is that
correct?
Right?
That's correct.
So you've got that right here. Can we have a look at it? How does it work?
Sure.
Wait, let's get the camera to come around.
Okay.
Check out the screen.
Right. This was demoed in Ori Amiga's demo yesterday, which is a lap around live services and Live Mesh. So essentially, what we have is obviously Media Center running over here, pretty familiar, and we have the guide data. We then have, again, a normal server, just like I showed before, but this server is passing the data up into the mesh that can be then consumed by, in this instance, a Silverlight app. So here's a Silverlight app running, and it's consuming it and the guide data and showing it in place. So let's say I want to schedule Clifford to record. I can go ahead and click on Clifford. You see we have info down here. I can say record. When I click the recording button, it's now submitted to the mesh. You see it's gone to a question mark, which means it's pending. And then if we go over here and wait, you can see also it updated there. The server just received it, and you can see it just showed up, presto changeo, on Media Center. Very quick, very easy.
So one scenario where our audience will be familiar with WebGuide is installed on a home server. So you log into your home server remotely. You have a WebGuide application there that allows you to go in, look at your schedule, set recordings. You can even stream media.
Yes.
What's different about this is that you're actually, when this scenario doesn't actually use the Windows Home Server specifically, what you're showing here is Live Mesh that's syncing directly with the Media Center at home. Is that
exactly,
right?
Exactly. Since the Media Center is a member of your mesh, it has direct access. It can send data up as its own entity. And then any app you want can, or any mesh app, so whether it be Silverlight on a phone, we actually have it running on a phone as well.
Wow.
It will consume that data and show it, and then the Media Center PC is just waiting for that data.
So,
and it, actually another interesting concept is Mesh has the concept of sharing things.
Right.
So you can actually share your recorded TV, your scheduled TV list with your friend, and they'll be able to see what you're going to record, and you can start have community building. And Mesh has all that sharing built right into it. So you share the same objects and can schedule things. It works excellent.
That's great. And again, the scenario here is that Media Center's at home and I'm on the road holiday, vacation, work. I can log in this instance, via my Live Mesh desktop. So mesh.com, log into my desktop. There's a Silverlight application sitting there on the desktop. Open it up, bang, there's my media center.
Exactly.
To schedule and record TV shows.
Yep.
That's fantastic. Now, it's an app. It's a prototype at the moment?
Yes, it's a prototype. We built it for PDC to show the concept of data in the cloud, not necessarily files. And so it kind of made for an really interesting demo.
And although this particular demo that you just showed us doesn't actually sit on a Windows Home Server, there is a great trinity there with Windows Home Server in terms of then synchronizing that recorded TV back to the Home Server, which can then be shared throughout the rest
Absolutely.
Of the home.
Mark can probably talk more to that, but how Media Center and Home Server work well together.
Yeah.
I would make the pitch that building on top of this prototype, if you can schedule your recordings via your Live Mesh, clearly the recording's still being done on the Media Center PC in your home. But as with many people, that recording might start filling up after you add up a lot, start using up a lot of space. So there's a really cool third-party app, Recorded TV Manager, that actually automatically takes the recordings on your PC and pulls them onto your home server, moves them onto the home server. So that leverages the potentially limitless space of the home server, but still the recording capability of the Media Center PC. And you could take that one step further and start thinking about, okay, now that it's on the home server, potentially you can actually access that from a remote location, again, using WebGuide or potentially other applications. So that's how it all works together.
That's great. Very, very exciting. Lots and lots of options now and coming in the future for, accessing your digital media remotely and sharing it. It's all very exciting. So once again, both of your sessions or the sessions from PDC are going to be available on Channel 9 probably within the next 24 to 48 hours. If you want to see them, go there, channel9.msdn.com, right? Always get that wrong, or microsoftpdc.com. Guys, thanks for your time, and we'll see you at the next amazing get-together where we get to see cool new home server stuff.